And they were running, they were a nice group of Catholic girls. And they were running to the churches and to the sisters' home. They were building at that time a new home for sisters, I think, of monks. And I went with them all over, too. And I was the only Jewish girl going with them to see. I was interested to see everything. And we even went all the way down. Down in the... I don't know what you call them. I forgot for a moment. We went all over to see the monks and the sisters' homes and the everything we went in to see.
Lonnie, do you have a specific meeting that you remember of Local 275? Could you describe what went on?
In 275?
At a meeting. Like, can you remember a specific meeting?
Well, we had meetings. We used to have meetings once a month all the time. And our meetings, first we had an executive board meeting. I used to go away from work 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock or 4:30, I used to go away. We would have an executive board meeting, and then we would have a general meeting. Most of the people used to come 6 o'clock, so we had 6 o'clock. We had a general meeting. Our meetings was conducted nice. Clara Leon and the president and the secretary. We had Modesta was a corresponding secretary, and Rose was president, and what was her name? Another girl was Marie Liotta was secretary, financial secretary, and Clara Leon was the business agent, and she was the head of us all. We used to have meetings, we used to come in, we used to have socials. It was very interesting. After we got in, we were all one. There was a nice going on. We used to go out once in a while. Clara Leon used to take us out for coffee, cake once in a while. It was nice.
Do you think that there were any specific issues or any specific problems involved in organizing women in the clothing industry in Chicago, say, you know, opposed to New York or some other?
What it was a problem to organize?
What things do you think were characteristic about the Chicago clothing market, and especially organizing women in Chicago?
Well, the women took part just as good as the men took part in the strikes. Women, I could tell you in the strike that I was in 1915, we had men and women. And in that strike. And then in the other strike, that we had a Far Art strike recently, whenever they ordered, the union ordered a mass picketing, we all, the retired center, all the women and all the men participated very nicely. We all went, all of us went all the way. I want to tell you something else. I mentioned before ignorant. They weren't ignorant, those women. They were nice, but they didn't know too much in politics. That's why I thought that the women local was organized to enlighten more the women about voting, for whom to vote and how to vote. They were all nice women. But as I said before, they had very little schooling. That was including me too. At that time I didn't even, wasn't... Yes, I had graduated. I graduated in 45. I graduated grammar school in 45. When my daughter graduated high school, I graduated grammar school. But it wasn't that I was going continuously to school. I just went in and graduated right away. I knew, but I didn't have the diploma.
Could you generalize about the women in the local on other, about other aspects besides their not being really politically aware? Like, what... you know, in terms of their ages and their ethnic backgrounds and stuff, what was the local like? What, you know?
Well, once we had them, we all of us inspired them to do what the organization called for.
Were there a lot of immigrant women in the local?
Yes, we had a lot of women. In the other locals, yeah, there were a lot of women. I think they were more than men, the women. Women.
Did Local 275 have, were a lot of the women immigrants?
Yeah. There were a lot of... No. They were more American women. Take Rose. I think she's born here. I think so. I never asked her. Agnes is born here. And Marie was born here. Modesta, I didn't know. She was a French girl. I don't think that she was born here. But we had a few Italian women. That some of them were born here, some of them... They were more American women than...
Had most of them grown up in Chicago?
I think so. And they all got in there when they were young in the trade. Because the mothers... You see, another thing I want to tell you about the Jewish and Gentile. The immigration began for Jewish people in 1905 when the pogroms were in Russia, and the Tsar persecuted Jews, so a lot of Jews came in. And when they came in from Russia and from Poland, they had no trade. There were a lot of students and a lot of business people. And the first thing, they landed in the tailor shops, because tailor shops was easy, because they had section work, and they taught them how to work. So one of them did one thing, like you saw in the book there. One of them was sewing on lining, one of them on a sleeve, one of them on pants, and so on, section work. So the Jewish people and the Gentile people had Polish people and German people at that time came in too, a lot of people. Because the Polish people were didn't like the Russians, because Russia took away from the Polish people their land. So they came in. So the difference between those, the Polish and Bohemian and German was and Jews, was that the Polish and a lot of Italian people came in too. Because over there wasn't so good too under Mussolini and so. So when they came in to this country, the children, they too brought in the children to work in the tailor shops. And the Jewish people didn't bring in their children to the tailor shop, because the Jewish people were a little bit more educated. A lot of students from Russia came in, and business people. So they, when they had their children, they wanted their children to be something else, not tailors. Now, I was an immigrant already, too. I didn't want my children, and my husband was a college boy. He didn't want his children to be in the tailor shop, so we wanted to make them something better than tailors. So you see the difference. My children are professionals, and my children's children are professionals, which on the other side... take Rose's mother. She came in. The mother came in from Europe, and she. I don't know where she married or other people. They married here, and they had children, and they brought in their children. All the children worked in the shop. You see, all their children worked in the shop. Now this the third generation is already out of the shop. They don't make them for tailors anymore. So Jews, in time, Jews, even now, very few Jews are in the tailor shop. Within another couple of years, you wouldn't find one Jew even in the tailor shop. But the Italians are coming in now, and they are in the tailor shop. Polish are coming in, and they are in the tailor shops. See? And in the local, at that time, in our local, we had Italian, we had Bohemian, we had Polish, and we had a few Jewish girls. We were maybe six Jewish girls in our place, in the local. And the rest of them were Italian, Polish, Bohemian people. And that's all we had. But we got along very good. We got along very good.
What about the family situations? Were most of the women in the local married with large families, or?
Well, yes, a lot of had families. A lot of them didn't have families. When I came in already, my family was married already. Mm-hmm. No, my children were not married yet. They had children. Yes, they had children. They had. I worked with a girl, she was an American-born girl, Gladys was her name, and also for the same company. And she even brought in a daughter of hers to work. I said, and she was a high school graduate girl. I said, Gladys, how did you bring in your daughter in a tailor shop, which it was such a poor trade at that time? And she said, well, they paid more than she would make in an office. At that time, in the office, they used to make $10-$15 a week, and that was in the 50s. No, it was in 48, and in the early 40s it was. So her daughter made $25 a week, and that was a lot of money in the tailoring, in the way in the 40s to make $25. So I said to her, "How come did you do? Couldn't you work in the office?" So she said that the office don't pay enough and that she makes more money in tailoring shop. And she made $25 a week at that time. And the mother made $35, $40.